always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Last year, First Alert 4 Investigates uncovered this video. Shirley Southard walks into Terminal 2 at St. Louis's Lambert International Airport when a sliding automatic door closes on her. First Alert 4 Investigates started asking questions and learned Southard wasn't the only one. We found in the span of a week and a half, three women were hit by doors. We kept searching for answers and found national standards that require a safety zone of several feet around the walkway. But if a sensor isn't working, engineers say that can lead to blind spots, which often pop up on the sides of the door.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show. It is the last day of May, May 31st, 2024. It also happens to be Friday, 4:31 in the PM. Joey, what is up with these sexist doors? They're knocking all these poor ladies to the ground.
I don't recommend watching the video, but it's very funny. These 92-year-old women
their
walkers are trying to go into Terminal 2 at Southwest Airlines Terminal, and the door just closes right on them, and they get knocked to the ground. And it keeps happening over and over and over.
Sounds like a job for comprehensive chiropractic.
And our news partners at KMOV, they're on the case because it looks like the doors are being replaced right now.
We have an investigation underfoot. All right. Hey, without further ado. Oh, by the way, Gina was our lucky winner of the foursome at Sugar Creek, complete with cart. We want to thank Gina for listening. We had a slew of callers, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to hit the golf course these days. Thank you to everybody who called in and who is listening. If you did not win, we'll provide you some more opportunities to go to Sugar Creek. Sugar Creek can be found in the meantime at sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. Congrats again to Gina. Like I said, it is Sponsor Appreciation Day. We've got Dr. Pat Fader, my very good longtime friend. We won't say how long we've known each other, Doc. It's been a while. Thanks for coming in studio today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been to Sugar Creek before.
Oh, I played back there when I was in Logan Chiropractic College.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Great course. Beautiful.
Beautiful venue.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We'll have to go over there and show them some of our skills that we have. So,
our slice, our hooks, our duck hooks.
That's right. I was telling people the perfect thing to do after a round of golf is to go visit a chiropractor, you know, because you get everything reset, right?
Yep. Before or after, you get it.
So let's talk about, comprehensive chiropractic. It is a fixture in Eureka, and you've all been there for many decades. You have grown probably maybe beyond your imagination. So, why did you decide to go to, what got you into like fixing people?
Chiropractic. That's a great question. I've always wanted to help people. So I was very good with my hands. And, my uncle Dan, at a 4th of July barbecue said, "Hey, what do you think about being a chiropractor?" And I'm like, "Well, I haven't really thought about it. I was thinking about medical or PT, wanted to help our community." And so I took the tour at Logan and it just felt right. I mean, you know how it is when your gut's like, "Hey, this is it." That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been great. I mean, it has grown, like you said, it's grown tremendously. I started out and I always say a little 798 square foot office, in Eureka there. My mom was my first front desk.
Mm-hmm.
She worked for free, thank God, because I made about $9,000 my first year. And, it has grown now to where we have, multiple docs, multiple disciplines, multiple things going on. I mean, it's grown, as you said, beyond my wildest dreams.
You have a huge facility now. I think you have, don't you have, well, technically, I guess you have almost three different facilities,
don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you specialize in not only chiropractic, but also general holistic health,
yep,
sports performance, and mm-hmm, more. What are all, give me
name
some
all of
give
them.
Me some of the menu that people can
expect.
Yeah,
so not only just the chiropractic that we do, we have functional medicine, we do some neuropathy things, we've got a training facility, which is a gym, that's the sports performance side of stuff. Upstairs in the main office, we've got yoga, Pilates, and massage therapy.
And you work with patients from, you know, 8 to 80 and everywhere in between, right?
Yep, exactly.
Because this is something, so I think people who have never been to a chiropractor have a misconception as to what chiropractic is or maybe what it used to be. Like anything else, it's definitely advanced. And it's basically what I consider it is, it's whole body healthcare, right?
You got it. Yeah, so we evaluate the whole body. We evaluate not only just the spine. A lot of people think it's just spine and cracking the back, if you will. But we really take a holistic approach to what we do with our patients. We look at the structure, which is can be any joint in your body. We look at the neurologic, which is how your brain and your body function together and they work. And then we look at the metabolic, and that's really the functional med side of stuff. And that's where you determine or you find out if you've got any systemic inflammation that might be driving some of the person's problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's fascinating. It's a great way. I believe everybody should have a practitioner or a facility that does this type of work. Because it's a first line of defense. If you can get it early, you can take care of it.
Right, that's kind of the point, right? It's preventative, it's maintenance, it's also non-invasive, it's trying to help the body heal itself without surgery. I'm a perfect guinea pig to talk to you about this because I've been going to you all for maybe close to 20 years, and I've seen multiple docs, yourself, mm-hmm. The doctors Patton, Sean and Kim, Dr. Caleb Gorman, so many of the others. And I've had everything under the sun because I've been a lifelong runner. You know, you and I play a lot of golf together. We carry our bags. And so we're putting a lot of stress on our bodies. And I've had things from neuromas in my feet to problems in my shoulders and back. And chiropractic has helped get me through it all. And I feel better and stronger on the opposite side after a treatment.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what's supposed
to happen. Yeah, that's a re-endorsement.
Right?
That's exactly what's supposed to happen. You know, I mean, it's again, we oftentimes wait, or Americans will wait until the wheels fall off,
right?
And then they're like, "Holy cow, I need a surgery, or I need an injection, or I need to take some medication." And we really want to prevent that because the best thing you can do is get it as naturally as possible, as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. and it's a much easier fix.
Let's talk about some of the specialties. I know one of the things you've just released is the new knee on track system, right?
Yep.
We've all got knee problems. Young people who are athletes have knee problems. Older folks have knee problems. Everybody in between, us weekend warriors have knee problems. Tell me about the knee on track system. What's that for?
So
how does it work?
Very similar to what I mentioned earlier is that we look at the structural part of it, the neurologic aspect of what's going on with somebody's knee problem, and then the metabolic. You know, so if somebody has an arthritic knee, maybe they've been told they have bone on bone, or they're too young to get a knee replacement. They've got a ton of osteoarthritis in that knee. We evaluate that. Most programs really just look at the structural part of it. So when we add in the neurologic, how your body and your brain communicates with your body, mm-hmm. and the metabolic part of it, we get it's a home run.
Mm-hmm. And laser treatment, that's something.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that's, when did that start?
Laser's been around for a long time. The class 4 laser that we have has been around for quite a while.
And what's that for?
So that it decreases inflammation and speeds up healing by about 4 to 5 times the normal rate. It's incredible.
Isn't a lot of our problems maybe not like the you know, if maybe not the acute injuries where somebody falls or gets in a car accident, but some of the chronic long-term stuff. You've mentioned this several times. It's caused internally by inflammation, right?
You got it.
And so you all address that with a lot of the different things you do. I know you have a whole regimen of supplements that are so much better than the some of the junk we buy at the stores, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
About the junk in the stores, or
no,
about the quality?
About the stuff that you guys offer. It's the hands-on treatment, but also I know that when you go in, I always get asked a lot of questions about, you know, how are you eating? How are you sleeping?
Yes.
You know, where is your, you know, do you have any kind of long-term things? What kind of stuff, you know, what kind of stuff are you putting into your body?
Yeah, so the supplements, we use Orthomolecular and a couple other brands too that are like nutraceutical grade, so high grade nutritional supplements, because we know they're bioavailable, they're very effective, and they'll do what we want them to do. The functional medicine part of that is where you evaluate a person's blood work, maybe get a little specific blood work, but you evaluate that blood work, and I always say it's like a blueprint for you, your person, and you determine like, okay, what are the functional ranges of, say, vitamin D? Medically, or when you look at it and you get your report back, 30 to 100 is considered within range, but there's a functional range for that too, which is about 70 to 85 ish. And you want to be in that functional range because you can have symptoms in those lower ranges or higher ranges. So determining where you're at and taking the right supplements that are right for you and what's going on with you inside alleviates a lot of your problems. And then the inflammatory part of that is where what you eat. So there's several foods that are inflammatory. Those, it can be gluten, they can be dairy, they can be sugars and things like that. And it's tough for people to really say, hey, I'm going to give that stuff up. But when you understand the connection between what you eat and how you feel, you are more motivated to really change. And people have to get to that point where they're like, I'm tired of feeling this. I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and having all these problems and complaining. I mean, our own daughter, Josie, she has gone gluten-free and has gone from having mood swings and menstrual cycles that are terrible to a completely different person.
That's amazing.
It's been incredible.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Yeah. And so it really matters what you put in your body, and you guys help with that too.
I think we all learned that on Saturday morning cartoons,
right? I think
we
did. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Along with I'm Just a Bill.
That's I'm Just a Bill. That's it. I remember.
That's right. I'm the food guy. So let's talk now about some of the more serious cases. I've had your colleague, Dr. Kim Patton, in here, and she is literally right next door to you all. You're almost basically under the same building footprint, you know, a couple buildings right next to each other in Eureka. And oh, by the way, you're in Eureka, but you all service the entire region, right? I bet you have patients from near, far, and everywhere.
They come from all. I'm always surprised at where people, they drive past hundreds of other facilities and stuff, and we get them from an hour and a half away.
And that's because you have so many docs available. You guys have so many disciplines available. You can basically address anything up to, you know, a certain point.
Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of people that do what we do.
Gotcha.
Honestly. And really look at the body the way we look at it and address and evaluate a patient the way we evaluate them. I mean, structurally, neurologically, and metabolically. I mean, that is the home run and the key to it.
Pretty intense. Yeah. Peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. Really debilitating, right?
Yes.
I mean, I from talking to Dr. Kim, some people literally are like ready to give up because it's such a horrible. Tell me a little bit about what it is and what it does to the body.
Well, the nerves in the legs and the hands or arms, the peripheral nerves, basically, they'll start to die off. And when that happens, there's a lot of pain associated with it, a lot of tissue that becomes unhealthy and dies. Circulation is affected as well. And it can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. It's debilitating. It's life altering. The quality of life of those patients has gone downhill. They're, you know, some of them have given up. There's wounds that don't heal for weeks or months on end, and it's just it's rough. It's very tough.
You all developed a system to address this, and I understand it's had incredible success.
Right. So just clarification, we did not develop it.
Okay.
You've
enhanced it, right?
we utilize it. Yeah. It's a very effective treatment, and the treatments, it's a combination of all the things we've talked about already, and really addressing it from a complete body approach. And there's a lot of changes that those folks have to make, and you know, they're willing to do it because they've really been given no hope other than taking more medication and compounding that. And that's the, you know, they're taking it for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And we hear some great stories. I mean, some patients that are, hey, I'm walking again. I'm playing with my grandchildren again. I'm able to exercise or, you know, participate in family functions again. Mm-hmm. Their moods have changed because they feel better. And pain, people, if you've never been in pain, you just don't realize the effect that it has on your personality. And chronic pain. I mean, being in pain for a little bit, you know, hey, I twisted my ankle, I tweaked my back, you know, that's one thing, but day in and day out, pain wears on you.
That never goes away.
And that's
away.
What we want to change. We want people to reach their optimum, live their full life, appreciate the activities they want to do and have a fulfilling life. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. I've seen some of the testimonials. People literally are breaking down in tears with happiness, of joy, because of the new lease on life that you've all given them. All right. I do have another, little topic to ask you about that's separate from this. But before we get to that, how can folks find you on the internets? Where should they find
you? The internets,
you?
Yes.
Yeah, they're listening to us talking here. They're like, oh my gosh, this place sounds awesome. I got to get in there on Monday.
Yeah. So, cchiropractic.com, the letter C and chiropractic.com or CIH.health. You can also, Google's a great way to do it. If you look up comprehensive chiropractic, we'll pop right up. Chiropractors Eureka, we pop up right in the beginning there too. And if they want to call us, it's 636-938-9310 and we'll get them taken care of.
Great. CChiropractic.com. Just punch in comprehensive chiropractic Eureka, in your search machine. You'll pop right up. Last thing I want to ask you about, you're very involved in the community in Eureka in general. It's the unofficial start of summer tomorrow. It's June 1st. What big things we got coming up in Eureka? Remind me. I know we have a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and Eureka is a destination spot for a lot of people in the St. Louis County, Franklin County, Jefferson County regions.
Yeah, so our big thing is Eureka Days towards the end of summer, you know, September, October. That's a big festival time for us, but Eureka is awesome. I love it. You grew up out there. I grew up out there. We have a great outdoor rec community where we've got trails and rivers and parks. And I mean, it used to be that was a, you know, we're too far away from St. Louis, but now it's like we we're this beautiful oasis, and Outdoor Rec is amazing. So, I mean, come out and check out all the trails that we have around Eureka, Greensfeld and Rockwood.
I think summer concert series
Yeah, there's going to be a concert on Central, which will be really, really good. But yeah, there's all kinds of small, Old Town Eureka has got some great shops in it. Come out and join our restaurants or eat at our restaurants. You've got Joe Bacardi's and Odell's and La Finca. I mean, Orange County. I mean, a bunch of great, great places
and,
to go.
And the new ball fields complex is unbelievable.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It is packed every weekend. So we're bringing a lot of people out to Eureka.
Yeah, I mean, don't say that Sean will get a bigger head, but Dr. Sean Patton's my partner, Sean Flower, our mayor out there, has done an amazing job of really orchestrating and working towards developing that part of it. So we've got the baseball fields. We've got soccer fields as well that the city is now taking over, and those are going to develop over the next few years. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
And the home of Six Flags.
And the home of Six Flags. Yeah, they're awesome as well. Yeah.
I knew you'd want to brag on our hometown a little bit, so I wanted to get that little plug in. And it's a great place for holistic health as well.
Yeah, it's Eureka, a Mecca. Missouri.
It really is. Dr. Pat Fader, Doc, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate your support of our station here. It's great being partners with you guys, and hopefully we can continue to drive more of our listeners out to comprehensive chiropractic.
Well, we appreciate the help and all the information you've gotten out there about us so far, and our friendship over the last, it's been a long time, Tim, 15, 18 years. It's been a long time, so I've appreciated that
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll have you back again soon.
Chiropractic.com,
comprehensive chiropractic in our beautiful hometown of Eureka, Missouri, comprehensive chiropractic. All right.